The Five Leadership Questions podcast is brought to you by Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Southeastern desires to equip pastors, missionaries, theologians, scholars, and other believers to obey the commands of Jesus to make disciples anywhere and everywhere God calls them to go. They have a wide range of degrees at many levels. Whether you want to become a pastor, missionary, or seminary professor, Southeastern can provide you with the high-quality education and training that you need. Southeastern even provides a number of distance education options for those who are interested but cannot relocate. To learn more, visit sebts.edu/5LQ. That's sebts.edu/5LQ. Now, enjoy the podcast. Hey, and welcome to the Five Leadership Questions podcast. I am your host, Barnabas Piper, here as usual with Todd Adkins. Todd is literally spinning around in a chair because he is so excited to be back with you. Ow! After, well, from our end of things, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
I know we've released an episode here and there over the last month. We missed some time for the Thanksgiving holiday. We were very thankful for the time off. We hope you were too, listeners. We hope you enjoyed glutting yourself on mediocre food because that's what Thanksgiving dinner is. It is
We had this argument about turkey.
We're in agreement. It's just a fairly average.
It is average unless it's done really, really well. I'm a big fan of frying the turkey.
I'm a big fan of frying just about anything. But I mean, like, turkey has a very low ceiling.
It does.
The best turkey is just kind of okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, and then like stuffing. What is stuffing? It's a pile of like goopy breadcrumbs and
soggy.
Some people put apples in their stuffing. That's disgusting. Sorry to insult your grandmother's recipes. We should probably move on before somebody
starts.
What's
a food with a high ceiling? Just to give an example.
That
starts really well. Like pizza, even if it's bad, it's still good.
You can have some really bad pizza. But I would say turkey has a very low floor because it can be like eating shoe leather. Like if you get ham has a high floor and a low ceiling. Like bad ham is just ham and good ham is just ham. Like steaks have an incredibly high ceiling.
Yes,
they do have a low floor because you can ruin a steak.
Yeah.
So like I saw somebody eat steak with barbecue sauce.
That's wrong.
That's
sacrilege.
You insulted the cow.
Heresy.
And the cooker of the cow. Anyway, that's not why we came here together today to talk about food. We came together to talk about where we are going with this podcast. And we don't have any...
Where are we going?
No grand announcements, no farewells, no departures. Well, I mean, we're going to bid you farewell for the month of December.
We're taking a break.
Because we're done for the year.
Does that mean I can record with other people?
Yes. We were on a break. We were on a break. It's okay if we go do other podcasts for the time being. We're just going to give it a test run.
You do a podcast. We both do other
podcasts. Yes, we both co-host other podcasts, so we already are in an awkward relational conundrum here. But we are done for the year. This is our last episode of 2016, and really it's going to be – we are just simply looking ahead at 2017 to tell you what is going to be a little bit different about the podcast. No major changes, so if you're a regular listener, it's not going to be something where you begin to hate this podcast because it's not what you've come to expect. We hope we improve on it. That's our goal. Our goal is to do a podcast that we enjoy doing even more because the more we enjoy it, the better it is.
I totally agree.
And if that's not true, let us believe that because we enjoy it more. So there.
2017 will be funner.
The year of fun. We also want to try to streamline it a little bit because our team is doing a lot of things. We have multiple events going on in 2017. If you go to myleadershippipeline.com, you can see all of those. So we have a big conference in the fall. We have a handful of regional coaching events for Leadership Pipeline. Those take a lot of time and investment. And the more time we put into things elsewhere, the less time we have to devote to this. But we still want to do a really good job.
Yeah.
So we need to streamline things. Part of that means we will probably have fewer guests on because scheduling guests, lining them up is a labor-intensive process, managing schedules, all that. And so we want to have the best guests on. So when we have opportunities to have fantastic guests,
only the best for
us. We will line them up. However, we also want to have a few more people in-house. So we have a pretty fantastic team of people who work here at Life. When I say team, it's like 1,100 people. Out of that 1,100,
there's like three that are awesome.
There's like four or five who we just really like. And so we want to talk to them more often. So we're going to try to schedule a few more people.
Just kidding. Everybody's awesome.
But they don't listen to this anyway. So,
no. You know, some are not snarky enough to be on here.
If all 1,100 people would download this podcast weekly, that would be fantastic. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
No, but I meet people all the time in the building that do.
Well, we love you. The rest of your coworkers, not so much.
There's a couple people in customer service. Lane said that she actually had someone ask her to go to lunch and she didn't know why, and it was because they listened to the podcast.
That's awesome. So we do have some people at Lifeway who like what we do. That's good. But yeah, so we want to talk to some of those people. So we'll have a few more people who we work with who do different things at Lifeway. So some in publishing, some who work on, you know, in the Bible team, some who work on more the digital side of things. There's a kind of a whole variety of stuff that we do here at Lifeway, and we're going to bring them on to talk just about different leadership topics. So it's not going to be grilling them about their job, just they're interesting people with leadership skills and fun opinions who we like to talk to.
So in interacting with listeners, we have found that what we were just talking about with, you know, steaks and pizza and everything else, that people tend to like the topical, very practical pieces that we do as much or better.
Yeah, we get more.
They like a good guest. Like,
we get more responses to those things.
Yeah, like guests, it's that whole steak thing.
Yeah, high ceiling, low floor.
Yeah.
You can decide which ones have the low floor. We are throwing nobody under the bus.
No.
But there are also things we can do to have a better experience with and for guests. And one of those things is to switch up our questions a little bit.
Yeah.
So not switch up our format, because this is the Five Questions Podcast. Well, this particular episode doesn't have anything to do with five questions, but the podcast itself still does. But one of the questions that we've asked every single guest for, I don't know, how many guests have we had on, like 70-ish? Something like that. Has been, what obstacles are you currently facing in leadership? And Todd
hates it.
Todd despises this question.
I loathe this question because I always confuse it with number two.
Which is, what is your current point of emphasis in leadership? And they go back to back and they are a bit redundant and the answers often overlap. And so we are going to take that question. Well, killing is harsh.
Well, then it would be four questions. So we're going to replace it. We're doing a question replacement.
We're doing a question
surgery.
Swap. It's yes, it's a transplant of questions. We're getting rid of the sickly one and putting in a healthy one.
Because this is, you know, it's kind of like a grilled cheese.
The
middle question.
You'd think it was lunchtime, given the food
analogies. I'm obsessed with food. I'm doing no carbs right now, so anything that has to do with with carbs is good for me. So pizza. Let's talk about grilled cheeses. What's the most important part of a grilled cheese?
The butter, actually.
Okay.
If you're going to do it right, you need lots and lots
of
butter.
It's true.
But the cheese is the thing, otherwise it would be a grilled bread.
So the middle question is vitally important, and we have given people not the best cheese.
We've given them Kraft singles, and what we're trying to do is go to like
up the ante.
Tillamook cheddar kind of top-notch.
That's
aged cheddar cheese.
This is what's in my cheese drawer right now.
So we're not going to tell you what that question is. Just the fact that we're...
Anticipation.
Obstacles gone. New question in, and I'll give you a hint.
TBD.
It is a question that will hopefully... Oh, no, it's been determined. We've even recorded a couple episodes that we're ready to go with in January. It is a question that we think is probably a little bit more practical, a little bit more, hopefully gives you a sneak peek into how leaders lead and some of the things that set them up for success. So that's where we're going with that. We also have an entirely new set of five questions for any repeat guests. Yep. So we have some guests in mind who we really enjoyed talking with, who we want to have back on the podcast. And we're not going to ask them the same questions. We're going to ask them five entirely new questions, which I think maybe it's just because they're new and I like new stuff, but I think they might be better than our original five questions. So,
no.
I mean, it's possible.
That's sacrilege.
No, it's not. It builds anticipation. I mean, the sequel can be better than the original. It's rare.
Example?
But it's possible.
Electric Boogaloo 2?
Well, Empire Strikes Back was the best of the Star Wars trilogy. the only Star Wars trilogy that matters. You're just
starting something.
No, it's true. That's like widely accepted that The Empire Strikes Back is the best of those three. So you have the original, then you have the sequel, and then you have The Return of the Jedi, which was the worst of the three. But anyway, so sequel, better than the original. Possibly we'll leave it up to the listeners to determine. So when we have some amazing repeat guests, which we hope to, we have those questions as well. And then one other change is that, so in 2016, we did a couple different focus weeks, both kind of built around leadership pipeline stuff. Yes. So in March, we did the leadership pipeline week. So we walked through what is a leadership pipeline and then the different aspects of it with Eric Geiger and did one release a day. So sort of a focus week. And then in July, we had a number of the speakers who spoke at our pipeline conference. Again, go to myleadershippipeline.com to see all about that.
Tell your dad, tell your mom.
So we had them on, and so it was kind of highlighting the speakers. And we have a number of emphasis weeks lined up for this year as well. One, again, leading up to the Pipeline Conference, so talking about the theme of succession at every level in ministry. And we'll do that in the spring. And then we have a couple other throughout the year that we are hard at work to nail down the content, nail down the themes, nail down the guests. We may do it with one guest for the whole week and do a topical thing. We may have five different guests. We're definitely going to do another speaker week where we have a number of our speakers from the Pipeline Conference on. So we'll have those scattered throughout the year, probably three, maybe four of those. So that's going to be a little bit different, a little bit something new and additional, which I'm excited about because I think those are podcasts are great with the way that they can steadily deliver content, but the ability to almost do like a master class on a subject where we bring in somebody who's very good at what they do or a number of people and just we do an episode a day for 5 days. I think it's sort of leadership learning gold for people, especially because it's free
and it's standalone.
That's the right price.
Yeah.
So we'll do a little bit more of that. You might also see a change in when we release these podcasts. We might do some different days. That doesn't really affect anybody except me because I'm the one who has to figure out the editing and release schedule on this stuff. But
what days are you thinking?
But it matters to me.
It does.
And I matter.
And you're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it. People like you, Barnabas.
A few people. Some. The people in this room like me. That's two of us.
Now, I've heard Christine Kane told me one time, she's like, I love that Barnabas. He's so naughty.
That's flattering.
It is flattering.
I appreciate
that. Because she knows that you like to, you know,
push the line a little
bit. Push the line.
Yeah.
Step over it.
Occasionally get the hand slap.
Get your foot run over.
So I'm not sure what days it will be. We have done Tuesdays and Fridays every release of this podcast with the exception of Focus Weeks. I think we may do Tuesdays, Thursdays. We may do Mondays, Thursdays. But we're probably going to move off of Fridays because Fridays is the day that people are most likely to not do stuff. Including listening to podcasts.
Yes.
So we're going to put it on days when people do stuff. And that's kind of the only criteria there.
Yeah.
Days people do stuff.
All right.
So there we go. Todd, anything else you're particularly excited about in 2017 for the podcast? Nope, that's it.
Nope.
All right. Well, listeners, we do want to thank you for being so involved in the podcast for the last year and a half. Thank you for telling your friends and your coworkers and your fellow staff members. Please continue to do that. We've seen our numbers climb, and numbers are nifty things. We like them. They're fun.
Numbers are nifty.
But
you should put that on a t-shirt.
We
should make a 5LQ t-shirt.
The reason
numbers are nifty.
Numbers are nifty.
When people refer people, we send them a numbers are nifty t-shirt.
That would be amazing.
Merry Christmas.
But the reason that matters to us is because we hear from additional people, sometimes unlikely people, you know, people who work at companies that we wouldn't necessarily expect would listen to this, or people from churches who, you know, they're tiny churches, they're huge churches. It's a lot of people who are not involved in church ministry at all. They are entrepreneurs. Yeah. They are, you know, they're stay-at-home moms who have a side business and things like that. And we appreciate listeners kind of across the board. And so the more that you help spread the word, the more it benefits us. So thank you for doing that as much as you have. Please continue to do so. Oh, you know what I forgot?
What you want for Christmas?
I don't want anything for Christmas. I just want the world to be a happier place for everybody involved.
World peace.
No, I forgot, speaking of listeners, that one of the things we want to do in 2017 is answer more listener questions.
Yes.
But that means, listeners, we need really good questions from you.
Here's the deal. We've asked for listener questions a couple times and not that many people respond.
So they're either really smart and don't have any questions.
That could be the case.
Or we don't do a very good job of answering questions, so they're not going to ask.
That's also possible.
Possibly more likely. Or we need to provide a better avenue. I don't know. But just tweet your questions at Todd or me with a 5LQ hashtag. We just collect those over time and we will put those into an episode. So we're putting out the call for leadership questions. And here's the deal. When you send in these questions, don't send like a case study question. How do I solve this problem at my church? Like there's this person who's very dramatic and blah, blah, blah. You've listened to this podcast. You know that that doesn't really fit what we do. Now, we might find a way to answer those questions. We do want to help you, but think of the kind of questions we answer and send those kinds of questions. That's what I'm getting at. Do things my way. It's really
everything. As long as you do everything Barnabas's way.
I mean, we started off this podcast saying we want to streamline things and make it easier.
But
less grumpy.
Less grumpy.
Yes. Less curmudgeonly. Yes.
Oh, you owe me a Coke.
All right. Well, I need to go get Todd a Coke because he jinxed me or something along those lines. Listeners, we do appreciate you.
Dr. Pepper.
That's disgusting. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening regularly. We will be back in 2017 with lots of energy and excitement and fantastic guests and great topics. And we hope that you will come back and listen to this podcast. Have a fantastic Christmas holiday. Enjoy time off with family or survive time off with family, whichever it is. But have a great Christmas.
Don't forget to check out Southeastern Seminary's numerous education and training opportunities to help you grow in ministry. Visit sebts.edu/5LQ to learn more. That's sebts.edu/5LQ.